We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Mac Brown Live, brought to you by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics.
Tar Heels going for it on fourth and short. They get it. First down and more. 20, 15, 10, 5. How about a touchdown?
Now, live from top of the hill, this is Mac Brown Live. Here is your host, Jones Angel.
Welcome inside Top of the Hill Restaurant. It is Monday, November the 25th, and it is our final regular season, Mac Brown Live. Thank you so much for joining us. We've got a lot of great stuff to talk about over the next 60 minutes or so, and of course, you can be a part of that conversation. 866-STAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. That's the phone number. Casey is back in the studio. He will take your call, get your questions, send it to us here at the restaurant, and we'll tackle as many of those as we can. You can also, if you're watching us on Facebook Live, you can put a question in the comments section right below the video, or you can send me a tweet during the show as well, at Jones Angel. Angel has two L's at the end. We'll get to as many of those as we can. We have some built up from throughout the day today and previous shows as well, so we will get to as many questions because we want to make sure we're talking about what you want to talk about with the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels.
I think Sally had some, too.
She's got some questions she needs answered. Yeah. I can understand that. Coach, let's get started on Saturday. Tar Heels took care of business 56-7 over Mercer in Keenan Stadium. And just a wonderful senior day victory for your team all the way around.
Yes. First, we have a national championship coach in the house. Karen Shelton, please stand, Karen. No, you got to stand. You got to stand. Come on, girl. Repeat national championship coach in the house. I would think it never gets old. I don't know that. But I would like to know that it never gets old. But congratulations. How many years here? 39 years as our head coach. Always run our program well, always within the rules, always winning, the best in the business. Thank you, Karen, for all you've done for everybody here. Thank you. Mercer, it was about us playing to a standard. I didn't know whether our team would take the week off. I didn't know if they'd come out and be excited about playing. You've got to play to a standard every week. If you're up and down, we've been up and down some, you're not a very good team. You never know who's going to show up. So we challenged our younger guys to help our seniors. We challenged our seniors to finish right the last time in Keenan Stadium, which is really important. And all of that happened. The first play, we force a turnover. The fourth play, we score. Really, we scored 49 points the first half, but they decided to bring Sebum back, so I'm not going to go there. but we dominated the first half. We played 82 guys. Our team was ready to play. They were focused. They were excited. A lot of teams that have struggled in the past get selfish. They were so excited when other guys made plays. Jake Bargatze's mom sitting over here. I love Jake. Jake's he's been a tremendous representative of our team. He catches a touchdown pass. I've never seen a bench more excited for him. In fact, I think Gary Walston was open, but he wanted to throw it to Jake. So old Sam waited and waited. I'm yelling at Sam, hit him, man. And he said, I got this, coach. I got this. So he throws it to Jake. Sam breaks his record. The whole bench jumps up and down and screams, and they're excited. Gosh, walk-on guys making tackles on kickoff coverage. And so it was a fun day, and it's what college football should be. We beat the opponent that we were much better than, like we should have. And we didn't embarrass them, and we didn't run it up, which I appreciated with our coaches. They were organized, and a bunch of people got to play. So it was just exactly what we needed. Now, we had some fans stay at home, which is not good. We're not going to play Mercer late anymore, so that excuse is gone. When it rains, it's still legal to come. You can get raincoats, so we're going to do that. We're going to move the FCS game up in the early part of the schedule. Rick Steinbacher's working on that, so we won't be playing those late. But I thought, again, the weather was bad, the crowd wasn't very good, and our kids still played hard. So I was really, really proud of them. And the ones that did stay were really, really good. And I was proud that our kids came back out on the field after the game to thank the ones that stayed. So it was a wonderful Saturday afternoon.
Coach, you mentioned a couple things that I wanted to touch on. One, the number of guys who played. 82 players played in this game. I have to think that is extraordinarily beneficial, not just for those individuals, but for you as a team to get that many guys out on the field.
It really was, and I messed up because this is our first year with a new staff and we haven't been ahead of anybody. So what we would have normally done is every young walk-on would have gotten in the game. We've had them all covering kicks and doing things, and we tried to get guys in, but we weren't as organized as we needed to do because we never thought about being ahead that far. So that's one step that we will take better next time. But the guys that got in also played well. We were playing a lot of the second-team guys in the second quarter, and they played well against Georgia Tech. They didn't play as well when we put them in. So one of the next steps in our program is to develop depth. We've had none. That's why we have injuries. That's why we get tired. Guys like Aaron Crawford and Strobridge playing 90-something plays in ball games. That's too much. They get tired. We can't ask them to go as hard as we want them to go 90-something plays. So the fact that we're playing more people, especially on defense, will help us.
Coach, a couple of just kind of cool moments during the game I wanted to mention. One, of course, Miles Dorn was a senior on senior day. His parents were there. His dad, of course, is Torn Dorn, a great former Tar Heel tailback and defensive back that went on to play in the league for almost 10 years. He was honored as a Keenan legend, and then while he was being honored, Miles kind of snuck over there real fast and gave him a little fist pump and a hug. And just a neat moment of two guys that you've been able to coach in both Torn Dorn and his son Miles.
Yeah, it was wonderful. In fact, I walked out there to speak to Torn and congratulate him too, and Lee Pace took a picture of the three of us in the background in the fog. It's a picture I'll remember for the rest of my life. Miles told the media that I call him Torn all the time, which is not true. I have called him Torn some. I will say that. And then when I was about to address it with the media after the game, I called him Torn. So good for him. I said calling you your dad's name is a good thing. So
you mentioned Sam Howell, and just want to go through these couple of records that Sam has now because they are impressive.
Do we have time?
Yeah, that's right. It's only a 60-minute show. So he has 32 touchdowns now on the season. That sets the single-season Carolina record for touchdowns thrown. It is believed to be, after a lot of research, the most ever by a true freshman at the FBS level of college football in the history of college football. It is the second most ever for an ACC freshman. And you go, wait, those two things don't go together. Jameis Winston, who holds that record, was a redshirt freshman. He had 40 touchdowns for Florida State as a redshirt freshman in 2013. Sam, of course, is the true freshman. It's tied for ninth in a single season in ACC history and the 11th straight game that he has thrown at least two touchdown passes. That is tied with Justin Fields from Ohio State for the longest active streak in FBS college football. So, Coach, just impressive numbers again for Sam, who has had an impressive season, of course.
Yes, very impressed with Sam. You go back and look at number one. His parents were athletes at Appalachian State, so he was great. He was raised in an athletic family. His dad's a football coach, so he's a gym rat. Every day he's not in his class. He's up there with Phil Longo going over something. So for all those athletes out there wonder how you get good, study. Do things more than the normal person's going to do it, and he does that. And the other thing that's been uncanny about him this year is he expected to be in this position in his life. So this position isn't too big for him as a true freshman. He thinks he fits here, and he thinks he deserves that quarterback spot, and he worked for it from the time he got here. In fact, this summer, seniors were telling me, Coach, we know who your quarterback's going to be. He's really good, and they were right. So we're proud of him. He's also played with a lot of injuries this year. He's had a sore ankle. He's had a sore shoulder, and we had no backup because Vincent Armadella hadn't played at that time and have any experience at all, so we couldn't run him. And we were afraid he was going to get hurt every week. And in this offense, you need a quarterback to be able to make some running plays. And we've seen that because quarterbacks have hurt us with runs.
Yep.
But we haven't been able to run him. So he's done a great job of staying healthy, being tough, playing hurt some, and leading this football team. And Saturday, I saw him go down and pick up the defense early in the game. And so he's starting to do some things that the quarterback needs to do in leadership that he probably wasn't ready to do early in the year because he was so overloaded.
Coach, last thing, then we'll take a break, start getting to some other stuff. But you mentioned this after the game, and it's been a tradition the last couple of years at the final home game of the season, open up the field after the game, and some fans can go down there and throw the football or have fun or whatever. But you added a little wrinkle this year of having the players go back out, take pictures, sign autographs, just say hello. Why was that important for you to have those guys do that?
Well, because I was walking to the press conference, and Sally said, hey, those fans are on the field. You need to get those players back out there to say thank you for the ones that stayed. So good for Sally, but it was good, and I thought it was a great moment for our players to say thank you to fans like you all. You all been unbelievable this year. You've made this radio show so much fun because you've been here every Monday, and some days I didn't want to come, and you still came, and you picked me up when I got here, and the same with those fans that stayed in the cold with those kids, and we've got to teach our players to give back, and that was a moment that they needed to go out there and say thank you for people coming to the game, staying for the game, even in the rain and with their little kids, and I thought it was a wonderful moment.
Yeah, just a feel-good day all the way around for the Tar Heels, certainly on Saturday. We're going to take a break, come back, a lot more to do over the next 50 minutes, of course, and we can take a bunch of your questions, too. 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Put a question in the comments section there in Facebook Live. You can shoot me a tweet as well. So much to do here from Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill, and Mac Brown live from Learfield, IMG College.
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
We can't fix that 8 a.m. class or your cracked phone screen.
No.
But at the University of North Carolina system, we have fixed tuition for all North Carolina residents. That means when you start college, your tuition will not increase for 4 consecutive years while you earn your degree at any UNC System University. Learn more at affordableeducation.org. Affordable college for everyone. Produced with the U.S. Ed Gear Up grant funds awarded to the UNC system. P334S120003.
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44!
You can share a Coke when your team's up.
Red poncho!
You can share a Coke when your team's down.
Happy Jolly!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Chili, chili, chili!
Or you can share a Coke when you're giving out your famous guacamole recipe in a completely packed stadium.
Cilantro, chopped onion, squeeze a lime, Roma tomato, hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
As official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel fan means there's no off-season. With the Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit wellsfargo.com and search Card Design Studio or stop by and speak to a Wells Fargo team member to learn more. 2019 Wells Fargo Bank, NA, all rights reserved.
When it comes to your favorite team, you've got a lot to be passionate about. Same is true with the all-new adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Once you experience the boundary-pushing off-road tech and legendary Ford toughness, you'll become a big fan of Ranger, too. The only adventure gear built Ford tough. Drive it home. Drive it now. Drive it like a Ford. See your Carolina Ford dealer, proud sponsor of today's game.
Mac Brown live coming to you on Thanksgiving week, Monday, November the 25th. In fact, we'll talk a little bit about how the Tar Heels will handle the holiday here coming up in just a second. Want to mention some Tar Heels in the NFL before we keep moving here. A couple of Heels had great games yesterday. Mitch Trubisky, 278 yards and a touchdown for the Bears. They got a much-needed win over the Giants. Trey Boston had an interception for the Panthers. Unfortunately, Carolina came up just short against New Orleans at the Horn. Cole Holcomb, a team-high 13 tackles, including a sack in the Redskins' win over the Lions. So congratulations to those guys and all the Tar Heels in the NFL. One piece of bad NFL news, unfortunately, saw Eric Ebron has been put on injured reserve. He will have to miss the rest of the year for the Indianapolis Colts, having another terrific season, though, as the Indianapolis tight end. Let's go to our UNC Healthcare Champions of the Gridiron, where we highlight MVPs from the game, brought to you by UNC Healthcare, dedicating to caring for champions of all kinds and to help keep you in the game at your very best. You can see their lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports. After wins, the Tar Heel coaching staff selects offensive, defensive, and special teams players of the game. So coach wanted to roll through those three gentlemen. On offense, it was Michael Carter. Michael had a season-high 159 yards rushing and three touchdowns. Had a 9-yard run, a 45-yard touchdown run, and a 60-yard touchdown run in the ballgame.
Yeah, they couldn't touch him. We had to take him out to keep the score down because he's just every time Michael touched it, he scored. And really proud for him. Great young man, really smart young man. Upbeat and positive, and in fact, Robert Gillespie's done a great job of handling that running back room because it's three really good players. There's only one ball,
yeah,
and those guys have really been unselfish all year. So proud of Michael.
Coach, on the defensive side, was one of your reserves, a young man who figures to play a really big role for your team in the future. That is Raymond Vohasek. Ray had five tackles, including two for loss and a sack in the ballgame.
Yeah, the second team guys got to play a lot more than the first team guys, so Ray's a guy we need to step up. He's a junior college transfer. We only had two junior college transfers in our 10 years here before, and Coach Fedora already had him. They were recruiting him, and he thought he was going to come, and he's actually got 3 years.
Yeah.
So he's got two more years after this one. He played really, really well, so excited about Ray moving forward.
And then, Coach, on special teams, British Brooks, who's been a special teams warrior for you all season long, he also was able to sneak in there and get his first career touchdown late in the ball game as well.
Yes, British is he's an upbeat player. He's a young walk-on, but he's every huddle on that sideline. He's in there regardless of the time of the game or what's going on, picking people up and being positive. His dad's a coach and really, really excited for British to score. Another time where the bench went crazy when British got in the end zone. Then he fumbled and Coach Gillespie went crazy. And then he came out. So he can't fumble the ball. But he's also been one of our best special teams players all year. Really proud of all three of those young guys.
Coach, I want to talk a little bit about this week because it is a unique week for you and your team and everybody around college football. First of all, of course, Thanksgiving coming up on Thursday. How are you handling the holiday with your guys? How are you letting them celebrate Thanksgiving?
Well, first of all, happy Thanksgiving to all of you. We also have so much to be thankful for, and we don't want to be just thankful on this day, but it's just an emphasis for all of us and our family and kids and grandkids, and in fact, Will Robertson's grandparents are sitting over here to my right from Cookeville, Tennessee. So they're in for Thanksgiving, and glad that the Maddoxes are here. What we will do is in the morning, we'll meet at our regular 6:30. We'll do that on Wednesday. We'll do that on Thursday. We'll have our normal practices. After Thursday's practice, the guys that aren't traveling to Raleigh on Saturday will go home, and they'll be free for the weekend to be with their families. And then what we will do with all of our players that are traveling, they'll have an option. We'll practice in the morning, we'll have our lunch, and then they can, their families can come to town, they can eat with our coaches, they can go home. We just have to know where they are, and they have to be back by 3 o'clock on Friday so they can have our walkthrough and get ready for the game. Sally and I will eat with all of the ones that do not have a place to go. So Corey Holiday, some of the staff, will have all the staff, and the players that aren't with somebody else, then we'll sit there, and Sally's making a dinner for them. So that's that'll be fun for all those guys that are here. And what we'll tell them is eat your turkey, but you better be ready to go on Saturday night. Then you're thankful.
That's right.
You're not if you don't play well.
Football, Coach, it's so much about routine. How much of a challenge is it to have a break in your normal week routine this week, especially with a big rivalry game coming up?
The good thing for Sally and I is that for 31 years, this has been our routine.
Sure.
So people say, what do you do on Thanksgiving? I'm around the team for all those times. When I was doing TV, in fact, 3 years ago, we were here on Thanksgiving getting ready for the UNC State game. So in your business, you don't have Thanksgiving. In our business, we don't have Thanksgiving. We just get ready to play.
Coach, it is, and we'll talk about the actual matchup with State coming up a little later in the show, but it is a rivalry week. Of course, there is a lot of emotion that goes into this game. How do you handle that emotion? How do you handle that aspect of this week with you guys?
The two best parts of coaching to me are winning championships and beating your rival. That's it. This is a fun week. It's an exciting week. And the reason rivals are so important is all your fans don't want to go to work on Monday and hear their fans brag on their team against yours. That's it, period. It's the players don't. Look, we got respect for each other. Coach Dorn and I are friends. We've been friends for a long time. But I know we had a best friend at Texas. The team got beat by TCU. He got on a plane, went to Cabo for a week because he didn't want to hear it. I said, you know, they got phones. They can still call you and talk to you. And when you lose to somebody, it lasts a couple of days. When you lose to a rival, it lasts a year.
Yeah.
And sometimes a lifetime. So this game is very important to our team. And it's another one like Duke that we haven't played very well in the last 5 years. So give them credit. Coach Dorn's got his bunch ready to play. They've been more physical than we are. They'll be excited Saturday night because they want to keep us from going to a bowl game. We want to beat our rival and go to a bowl game. What a fun night is that for us if we can do both.
It is 7 o'clock on Saturday night. We'll talk more about the actual game itself and what needs to happen for the Tar Heels to be successful when we get a little bit later in the show. But right now, we're going to take a timeout. When we return, we're going to start getting to your questions for the head coach of the Tar Heels. Again, that number, 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Shoot me a tweet at Jones Angel, Angel 2 L's at the end. Put a question in the comment section on Facebook Live. All coming up over the next 40 minutes here on Mac Brown Live from Learfield, IMG College.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Southern Marsh, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, Allen Edmonds, Coach, Altered State, and the Disney Store. Plus restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, Uncle Julio's Mexican from Scratch, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. Visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Linwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Whether you're headed to work or out to the game, the Terrain Contact HT is designed for what you do. A premium highway terrain tire for light trucks and SUVs, the Terrain Contact HT is strong, durable, and quiet, with a focus on long tread life and exceptional wet braking. Featuring Traction Plus technology, the Terrain Contact HT provides the perfect balance between on-road durability and manners. Continental Tire, a proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Don't just throw a tailgate, own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Only Bojangles brings the flavor to every tailgate with mouthwatering chicken, fresh buttery biscuits, flavorful fixings, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Own the tailgate and feed all the hungry tailgaters in your group with an 8, 12, or 20-piece Big Bow Box. Bojangles, it's bow time, y'all.
If you're a Tar Heel fan, you know what a winning lineup looks like. Tough, dependable, and versatile. So if you're looking for a new car, check out Honda's impressive award-winning roster. Civic, CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Fit, Odyssey, and the 2019 Accord. Named a Car and Driver's 10 Best list a record 33 times. With standard Honda sensing and turbocharged engine. Find your Honda at your Honda dealers of the Carolinas today.
Car and Driver, January 2019.
Win a Carolina football memory your family will never forget. Cruisers and Hershey's are teaming up to give your child under the age of 13 the chance to be an official Tar Heel Tea Kid and retrieve the tea after an opening kickoff. Six lucky winners, one per home game, will receive four game tickets and an exclusive VIP experience for the entire family. To enter, simply text HEELS to 343434. Cruisers, let's go.
Thanks again for being here tonight. No matter how you're joining us this evening, we appreciate you being here for the final Mack Brown Live of the regular season. It is a Monday, November the 25th. By the way, speaking of the season, if you did not have season tickets during the 2019 campaign, but you're interested in season tickets for 2020, you can go ahead and put a deposit down now if you are a new ticket member, somebody interested in tickets for the first time. So again, if you did have tickets for this past year, you're going to receive renewal information. You're going to have an opportunity to do that. But if you did not have 2019 season tickets and it's something that you're interested in for next year, you can put a deposit down now. GoHeels.com, go to the ticket section, and all the information there is there for you. And by the way, there was a piece of the Tar Heel schedule of 2020 that was adjusted and announced today. Carolina is making one change. Old Dominion, which was a home game for the Tar Heels next year, is moving off the schedule. Carolina is putting on UConn, so Connecticut joining that schedule. So next year, Carolina's home games, Georgia Tech, Pittsburgh, Virginia Tech, NC State, James Madison, and UConn. The away games, Duke, Miami, Virginia, Boston College, and UCF. And there is a big neutral site game as well. Second week of the year, Carolina is facing Auburn in Atlanta in the Chick-fil-A kickoff game. And, Coach, I know you mentioned this earlier, still trying to adjust how you want those future schedules to be, especially when it comes to FCS opponents, where they are in your schedule and how all that is approached.
Yeah, we would like to have the FCS, the out-of-conference schedule, early in the year, and then get into the conference schedule and work on winning the Coastal and then work toward the conference championship. I just think that's better. I know it. I'm glad we had Mercer Saturday, and I'm glad we won big and we were healthy. We got nobody hurt, and we'll be more fresh for NC State this weekend. And they had a Thursday game, so they've got more time to rest.
Yep.
But my experience has been that we're better off that we continue to play. Early in the year, you get some opportunities to get better against out-of-conference teams, but our number one goal will be to win the Coastal. And if you look at it, Virginia and Virginia Tech are playing for the Coastal this weekend. We were in six overtimes with one and had a chance to win the Virginia game late. So that's how close we are. And you're talking about fans. We're sitting there in a great recruiting position because of you all. The fans came, so don't get lazy on me now. We need everybody to buy those tickets and get back in those seats, and we need it full because it did make a difference. And even our opponents shot pictures Saturday and sent them to all the recruits because we didn't have as many people there. So don't think that's not important.
Coach, let's get to some questions from Tar Heel fans. We'll start with Chris from Gastonia, who sent this one in via Twitter during the show and wanted to know, he had two questions. Number one, what you felt like has been the most rewarding part of this season for you? And secondly, how you hope your team will have shown growth next year. Of course, still a lot to do this season, but how you hope your team will show growth next year and where you hope your program is in year two.
Okay, that's pretty easy. The first thing I would say is to see these young guys have so much fun and gain so much confidence in the year. From Sally and I will be here a year on the 28th of November.
Yep.
It will have been a year. So that part and things like personal things, and I'll mention one of them because it's been public. Jake Lawler came out and said that he had had some depression and he thought about killing himself a couple of times. And he wanted that message to be for everybody else. And now Jake's graduating early and he's going out to L.A. and he's going to be a great director and playwright. And Sally and I love this kid. He's just a wonderful kid. But to see a young man who is at a bad place in his life, and because of a football team that can pull him together, he gets to a good place in his life is really rewarding. So that's really, really special. And I'm so happy to see him every day. In fact, he knows we've had some depression in our family. I get depressed after every loss. And every Sunday, Jake would come over to me and say, "You okay? You all right?" I'm not good, but I'm all right. And I'll be okay. But it just picked me up. Without question. Have we made progress? We're learning how to win better. I wish we could go back and go back to the two overtime games where we missed two field goals against Virginia Tech. We don't make a two-point plays. We give up a long pass that hurts us against Pittsburgh. We let them overcome a third and 15. You can't do that.
Right.
You can't do it. And we've got to get better on both sides in the red zone. We're gaining more confidence, but we've got to win more of those close games. That's huge for us. We're coming together as a team because they like each other better than they did. If you're losing, you can't like each other. You can't have fun. And you've got to win to have fun and gain confidence. And that'll help more guys getting to play because we got to develop more depth. And when we do, we'll have fewer injuries and guys will be they'll be less tired during the game.
You know what, Chris? I'm going to retroactively give you the Cruisers question of the night. You're going to get a $25 gas gift card courtesy of Cruisers. Fountain drinks with chewy ice, guaranteed fresh coffee, high-performance gasoline. Cruisers, let's go. Coach, this question came from Steven, and since you mentioned Jake Lawler, it actually has a tie to Jake. Steven said, some players who went through senior day still had eligibility remaining should they choose to use it, Jake being one of those. Steven wanted to know how those decisions are made and what are those conversations like when you're deciding that with individual guys?
When any people that are out there listening or in here run your business, what you try to do is you try to be honest with your employees and people you work with. We are very direct and honest with all of our players. And if some of them, like Jake, just was ready to move on and his next dream, and I thought that was wonderful. Good for him, and we're going to help him. Sally and I have some things set up for him in the spring out in L.A., and he'll go there for spring break, and then hopefully he'll – and his mom and dad were in the entertainment business. They were actors and actresses. So you want what is best for these guys 20 years from now. The other part of this business that's really hard is if a guy's here and he can't play, you've got to be honest with him. And you can say, you're not going to play. I'm sorry. We have to win games. And to be honest with you, this isn't best for you. You can stay if you want to. But if you want to play, we need to help you get somewhere else. And those are hard conversations, but we would be liars if we encouraged a guy to stay and acted like he could play and he's not good enough to play. And that's one of the toughest parts of transition. But that's a fact. The thing that all the young guys will have is a chance to get their education. And that's they'll all have their school and they can all finish school. And that's the best thing. But if a young man is here and doesn't have the ability to play, we can't make him feel better about that. We have to be honest.
Coach, James via Twitter sent this one in. Also had an email question that was very similar to this as well about Carolina and State both wearing colors on their jerseys for the game. Carolina wearing blue, State wearing red. UCLA and USC very famously do this and wanted to know, had there been any discussion about and all colors there for this game, Carolina and NC State?
It's funny, James, you must have been in the office today. I asked Corey Holiday about that because I thought it was so cool to see UCLA and USC wearing both colored uniforms. And I thought it'd be cool for us. And I was told it's been approached in the past, and it was not looked on finally.
All right.
So,
good question, though, James.
So we will wear Carolina blue helmets, white jerseys, and Carolina blue pants when we go to Raleigh Saturday night.
Good question, James. Thank you. One more, Coach, before we get out of here to this next break. And we had a couple of questions like this about some younger players who played this past weekend, either for the first time or more extensively, including Josh Henderson. Chris sent this one in, said he thought Josh ran really hard at the end of the game and wanted to know if you thought he could be somebody who figured into your backfield rotation in the future.
Yes, Josh is a great young man. He was player of the year, offensive player of the year in New Jersey.
Yep.
I was really pleased with him on Saturday afternoon. He's been involved with our special teams throughout the year. We got really good backs,
yeah.
So he hasn't been able to play a lot. But we're going to sign some really good backs. We've got, you know, you got a couple of young ones there. Michael's coming back, and Javonte's still there. So the good thing for us, it's going to be hard to continue to play because we're going to have really good players with a lot of competition, and that's when you get better. But really, really proud of Josh. Most of the freshmen will redshirt because they'll play in four games, but three or four of them have played in every game mm-hmm. on special teams. So he is one that is giving up his year just so he could compete every week and try to help us win. And he's very unselfish. I'm really proud of Josh.
And you have said you don't have a strict redshirt policy. You feel like if somebody can help you win, then you want them on the field.
Yeah, we're trying to win games. That's what we're trying to do. And anyone that can help us win a game, come on, man. Let's do it now, and we'll worry about all the rest of that later.
Second half of the show coming up. We're going to take a timeout. More questions for Coach when we return. Right Top of the Hill Restaurant tonight on a Monday, November 25th. And Mack Brown live from Learfield, IMG College.
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
Owning an LS tractor is about a lot of things.
For me, it's about lift capacity.
It's about the hydraulics.
Owning an LS, it's about how well it's made.
Steel, baby.
More features.
Standard features.
It's about the land.
Making it better.
Having something to pass down.
It's about owning the best.
Find your local LS dealer at lstractorusa.com and see what it's about for you.
UNC Healthcare offers the kind of care that helps keep champions on top of their game. From collegiate quarterbacks to backyard receivers and everyone in between, our team is always here for you. We're bringing our A game to provide personalized care with great expertise, the latest innovation, and the utmost compassion. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
As official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel fan means there's no off-season. With the Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit wellsfargo.com and search Card Design Studio or stop by and speak to a Wells Fargo team member to learn more. 2019 Wells Fargo Bank, NA, all rights reserved.
When it comes to your favorite team, you've got a lot to be passionate about. Same is true with the all-new adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Once you experience the boundary-pushing off-road tech and legendary Ford toughness, you'll become a big fan of Ranger, too. The only adventure gear built Ford tough. Drive it home. Drive it now. Drive it like a Ford. See your Carolina Ford dealer, proud sponsor of today's game.
A lot of Tar Heel action coming up over the next couple of days. We'll take you through all of that in just a second. But a reminder, if you want to listen to the radio while you're watching the game on TV, if you're not at the game, of course, you can go to syncmygame.com, SYNCmygame.com. Easy instructions there on how you can sync up the radio broadcast with the TV feed. All right, it has been a successful week for Tar Heel Athletics. We already know the big one, but I want to give you the numbers anyway. For the eighth time and second consecutive year, Carolina Field Hockey takes home the national championship. It was 6-1, Carolina over Princeton in the championship game. Finished the year undefeated for the second straight year. They won 46 straight games. Unbelievable. Tar Heel sophomore Aaron Mattson named the NCAA tournament's most outstanding player. The Heels now have national titles in 1989, 95, 96, 97, 07, 09, 18, and 19. Yeah, so, Coach, again, congratulations.
Makes me sick. And where were most of those games won?
Where? Right at Karen Shelton Stadium, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, of course, yes.
Yes.
You know you made it when you're playing in the stadium named for yourself. So, Coach, thank you so much. Women's soccer, they have advanced to the round of eight in the NCAA tournament. They had wins this past weekend over Colorado, 1-0, and Michigan, 4-0. Tar Heels now 22-1-1 on the season. Their next match is Southern Cal. That's in Chapel Hill on Friday at 6 o'clock for the right to go to the Final Four. The other three national quarterfinals, Stanford, BYU, Florida State, UCLA, and Washington State, South Carolina. The winner of the Tar Heel-Southern Cal game will face the winner of the Washington State-South Carolina game in the Final Four. Women's basketball, now 4-0 on the season. Their latest win was 76-46 over Elon. They are next in action as part of the Cancun Challenge. They are traveling for the holiday. They'll face Temple at 9 o'clock on Thursday and Missouri at 6:30 on Friday. Two more. Volleyball now 12-2 in its last 14 games. Always fun when you sweep Duke for your latest win, which is what they did this past week. They will host Wake Forest Wednesday at 2, then travel to Virginia Tech Friday at 3. That closes out the regular season. Remember, there is no ACC tournament for volleyball. The regular season champion is deemed the overall conference champion. So the Tar Heels, after a slow start to the year, really making a strong push for an at-large bid into the NCAA tournament. They are 12-4 in ACC play. And finally, the guys, basketball, 4-0 on the year as well. They are number 6 in the latest AP poll. They begin their play in the battle for Atlantis. They left yesterday, already down there. They play on Wednesday at 2:30 against Alabama for their next action. All right, Coach Dawson Tippett sent this email question in, wanted to know the status for Daz Newsome for this upcoming game against NC State. Daz was suspended for a violation of team rules this past Saturday against Mercer.
Yeah, Daz overslept. He missed practice. So you got to earn the right to play. You got to earn the right to be on the team. I get up every morning really early at 5. All those other kids were getting up really early at 5, and they're at every meeting. I hated it for him, but you got to wake up. And when you mess up, you got consequences. I wouldn't let him be in the stadium. I wouldn't let him be on the sideline. I wouldn't let him come to the game. I said, you got to earn that right, too. Needless to say, at our Sunday meeting, he was there really early. So hopefully he'll learn his lesson and move forward. He's playing great, but you got to be part of the team. You can't just play great, and it's not about you. It's about everybody else that's in that room. So hard decisions, but I learned this a long time ago. I make the rules. They decide whether they're going to follow them or not. Yep. It's not my fault. It's theirs. So I would be wrong if I made the rules and then didn't ask them to have consequences. So it's on them. It's not on me.
So you do think, though, for this weekend, Daz will be assuming that he is up and at practice every day this week?
Yes, yes. And I think he will be. He was very remorseful. He cried. He felt bad. So that's a good sign. If he hadn't cared, we would have been in trouble. But he did care, and he really wanted to play, and he missed it. And he also saw we did pretty well without him. So that's part of the deal, too.
Yeah. Coach, I will say, and you have said this several times this year, it's never fun to talk about these type of things, but there has been very, very little of any type of trouble off the field in any way for your program this year.
Yeah, and when our big problem, somebody oversleeps, that's pretty good because we get up early now. Our first meeting 6:30 every morning, so these guys have to go to bed.
I mean, so how have they reacted to that? That is very early when you're doing it consistently every single day for those guys.
I think it's better for them and for our coaches and staff because they can be students in the afternoon, and if there's a work study, Maybe they couldn't have been involved before. They would have had to miss something, and now they can. If there's something at night, they can. If they want to go to dinner with their girlfriend, they can. If they want to see their parents, they can. If they want to see a movie, they can. They're more like the regular student, other than all the things they have to do in football, than ever before. And the coaches, they get there at 6, but they can actually go home and have dinner with their families because you can't work all the time, and these guys are working really hard. So I think it's a real positive, and they want to do it again this spring, so we'll continue to do it.
Dawson also asked Coach about the status of Jace Reuter. That had been announced a couple weeks ago that unfortunately Jace will miss the rest of the season for the Tar Heels with injury. So just an update on that quickly, Dawson, but that was announced a little bit ago. That's why Vincent Amendola is the lone backup for the Tar Heels right now at that quarterback spot. But he did get in, played the entire second half against Mercer this past Saturday. Only threw 2 passes, but that's because Carolina was well ahead in the game at that point. Coach Everett sent this email question in, wanted to know about the possibility of bowl practices and how you think they may help the overall development of your team having those extra work sessions, which, of course, the Tar Heels need to win to have that luxury.
Yes, Everett, that's one of the reasons you really want to go to a bowl. It's fun experience for your staff and your players. They get a lot of goodies. They get some gifts and they get to play another game together. So that's really important, especially for our seniors. But for the coaches, you also get 13 extra practices. You only get 15 practices in the spring. You would get 13 other practices. And for us, as young as we are for next year, that would be huge for us. So winning Saturday night's really important for lots of reasons. But, Everett, that's one of them.
Carolina looking to qualify for a bowl, first time since 2016. Carolina has already won as many games this season as it had the previous 2 years combined. We're going to take a timeout, come back, still get to a few more questions. You can get them in, 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Shoot me a tweet, at Jones Angel. Angel has 2 L's at the end. You can also put a question in the comments section of our Facebook Live broadcast. Have about 15 minutes left on the show. It's Mac Brown Live from Learfield, IMG College.
Don't just throw a tailgate, own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Only Bojangles brings the flavor to every tailgate with mouthwatering chicken, fresh buttery biscuits, flavorful fixings, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Own the tailgate and feed all the hungry tailgaters in your group with an 8, 12, or 20-piece Big Bow Box. Bojangles, it's bow time, y'all.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Southern Marsh, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, Allen Edmonds, Coach, Altered State, and the Disney Store, plus restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, Uncle Julio's Mexican from Scratch, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. Visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Linwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Win a Carolina football memory your family will never forget. Cruisers and Hershey's are teaming up to give your child under the age of 13 the chance to be an official Tar Heel Tea Kid and retrieve the tea after an opening kickoff. 6 lucky winners, 1 per home game, will receive 4 game tickets and an exclusive VIP experience for the entire family. To enter, simply text HEELS to 343434. Cruisers, let's go.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Crown Honda of South Point is proud to sponsor the UNC Tar Heels. We share a commitment to excellence and a strong desire to be the best. That's why we offer top-notch service, a huge selection, and a 110% guarantee on our already low price tags. Call, click, or come by Crown Honda of South Point, just 1 mile from the streets of South Point in Durham, or visit us online at southpointhonda.com. This is Crown Honda of South Point, wishing the Tar Heels the best season ever.
No purchase competitive new vehicle at the lower price. Only refund you 110% difference. Not valid if you need it. Take this trade price changes or trade-ins.
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sell it! 40,
You can share a Coke when your team's up.
Red Poncho!
You can share a Coke when your team's down.
Happy Jolly!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Chili, chili, chili!
Or you can share a Coke when you're giving out your famous guacamole recipe in a completely packed stadium.
Cilantro, chopped onion, squeeze a lime, Roma tomato, hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
Ice cold, delicious!
It's Mack Brown live at Top of the Hill Restaurant in downtown Chapel Hill. Have about 10 minutes left on the show. Want to take you through our schedule here for the next week on the network, because we do have a lot going on. It is a lot of basketball here first, as the Tar Heels are in the battle for Atlantis Tournament. And it starts Wednesday, as we mentioned. They face Alabama. That's a 2:30 tip on Wednesday afternoon. Radio-wise, we'll be on the air at 1:30. Dave Nathan and Eric Montross are down in the Bahamas with basketball, so they will have the play-by-play coverage of the games down there. Carolina will then play on Thanksgiving against either Michigan or Iowa State. If the Tar Heels win their first game, they play at 1:30 on Thanksgiving. If they lose, they play at 6:30. They will then play a third game on Friday, November 29th as well.
It's interesting, though, that we go to Raleigh Saturday and they're in the Bahamas Monday for a Wednesday game. I can't
get acclimated.
I think I need to talk to somebody about that scheduling.
Tar Heels, of course, will then be in Raleigh on Saturday night. I'll be there with Brian Simmons and Lee Pace. That is a 7 o'clock kick. We'll be on the air at 6 o'clock that evening from Carter-Finley Stadium. Next week, radio show-wise, as we mentioned, this is our last scheduled Mack Brown Live of the year. We'll be here with Coach Williams, though, next Monday night at 7 o'clock. All right. I want to scoot through three quick questions. They're all about some younger players, Coach, who played in this game. And then we're going to take our last break, and we will get to a little preview of NC State. Catherine sent this one in about Emory Simmons. Emory made a great touchdown catch in the ball game, laid out grab. She wanted to know a little bit more about your young wide receiver.
Yeah, Emory was committed to Penn State when we got here. He's from Fayetteville. He flipped and came to us. I think he's going to be really good. We've needed to play more, but he's playing behind Diami, and Diami's been one of our most powerful players with his speed outside. But again, it was great. Emory played about three quarters the other night. That's really helpful. So I think he'll be really good moving forward.
Coach Brian sent this one in about your two young linebackers. Jeremiah Gimel-Chassarat have played so much this year and played well, but he was asking about your two backups, both freshmen who played a fair amount against Mercer, Eugene Asante and Kadri Jackson. Was wondering if he could learn a little bit more about those two young men.
Yeah, both guys are going to be really good players. They've been on all special teams. Again, we haven't been able to play them much. We played them in our other blowout at Georgia Tech that was 38-22. So that was humor for you all that missed it. It was supposed to be funny. We don't blow anybody out. But they played three quarters the other night. They played very well. They were excited about playing. And it's funny that Sunday's practice is much better for the guys that play in the games, because they get excited and they see some hope. And that's why we've got to push ourselves to develop more depth. But I think they'll be good players.
Coach, last one, Don Chapman, who's played a little bit more than these other guys that we're talking about. He started the game. In fact, he was the one who forced the fumble on the first play of the game. We talked about Don a couple of shows ago, but Emily is the one who sent this question in. Wanted to know your thoughts on his development and how he's taken over that starter spot.
We think Don Chapman's going to be really good, Emily. He's smart. He came from San Diego. He turned down scholarships at USC and UCLA and Oregon and Washington and Colorado and a lot of people in the Pac-12 to come, and he fell in love with Chapel Hill when he got here. Jay Bateman was actually recruiting him at Army, so he's a great student. But he's a smart player and a savvy player, and we've started three freshmen in the secondary on Saturday, and we'll have to do the same over in Raleigh. But he gets better and better. He forced the fumble on the first play of the game. He missed an interception that was right in his hands. I had lunch with him today, and I said, just for me, could you explain to me how that went right through your hands when you're really talented? Were you just trying to make me mad? Were you trying not to catch the ball? And he said, Coach, I saw it was wide open for a touchdown. He said, man, I looked up, and it went right through my hands. So he will catch that ball hopefully Saturday and then return it. But I'm really excited about Don Chapman. What a special young man.
You did get the rare interception from Storm Duck where you probably didn't want it because it cost you a couple yards of field position in the game.
We have had so much trouble at corner when he should have batted the ball down on fourth down, and he caught it, and they were reviewing it. All the Coach Bateman, the coach, he said, man, I hope it's out of bounds. I hope it's out of bounds. And I said, I hope he got it, man. We haven't had an interception all year at corner. And Dre Bly had 13, and I said, you're a much better player than Coach. Why don't you get him to intercept some? So
that was Storm's first of his career. It did hold up after the replay. Tar Heel scored, by the way, anyway, even without that couple yards of field position that they lost with the pick. All right, we're going to take our last break. Come back. We're looking ahead to State Carolina and the Pack. It's the 109th meeting between those two coming up in Raleigh on Saturday. We'll preview the matchup when we return to wrap things up on a Monday, November the 25th. And Mac Brown live from Learfield, IMG College.
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
UNC Healthcare offers the kind of care that helps keep champions on top of their game. From collegiate quarterbacks to backyard receivers and everyone in between, our team is always here for you. We're bringing our A game to provide personalized care with great expertise, the latest innovation, and the utmost compassion. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
My lucky number? 500. I have 500 songs in my workout playlist, and my college application essay was exactly 500 words. But now I have a new favorite 500. $500 tuition. In North Carolina, three universities charge just $500 tuition per semester for in-state students. That's right, $500 tuition per semester at three state universities. Learn more at affordableeducation.org. Affordable college for everyone. Produced with U.S. Ed Gear Up grant funds awarded to the UNC system. P334S120003.
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44!
You can share a Coke when your team's up.
Red poncho!
You can share a Coke when your team's down.
Happy Jolly!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Chili, chili, chili!
Or you can share a Coke when you're giving out your famous guacamole recipe in a completely packed stadium.
Cilantro, chopped onion, squeeze a lime, Roma tomato, hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. ACC football is back on SiriusXM. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM ACC Radio from hosts like Mark Packer, Chris Patola, Roddy Jones, and me, Wes Durham, as well as live play-by-play. Try us out for free on your phone, online, and at home, and take your team with you anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/ACCSXM.
All right, we have about 2 minutes left on the show, and I want to do a couple different things before we finish this thing out. First, I have to wish a double happy birthday. Our engineer, Ben Alexander, it's not Ben's birthday, but he told me he was going to get in trouble if I didn't say this. Tomorrow is both his son's 30th birthday and his mom's 85th birthday. So happy birthday to those two, Ben Jr. and Evelyn. Happy birthday a day early. Coach, we've mentioned a couple people who are joining us here in the restaurant for the show today. Also want to say hello, Brian Hess's mom and dad, Carolina Strength Coach. His mom and dad are back there. Stand up, say hello. Thank you guys so much for being here. Coach, tomorrow's the one, or it's Saturday, the one, not quite tomorrow, 109th meeting, Carolina and State. We've talked about this is a big rivalry game, of course. How about on the field, Coach? What's important for your guys to get out of there with a big victory on Saturday night?
Well, when we've won ball games, we've stopped the run, we've gotten after the quarterback, and we've been balanced on offense, and we've hit the deep ball. That's been our personality. We need to do a better job in kicking game. I really think in listening to Coach Dorn and thinking about this game, as I said, I did this game 3 years ago, they've been more physical than we have in this game. So we've got to be tougher longer, and that's going to be tough because that's who they are, and they would love to spoil our Saturday night. So I love rival games. I love this week more than any other in college football because there's a lot of people that don't like each other that are playing, and that's a lot of fun. It's fun on Thursday night. It's fun all day Saturday and Friday, and this is wonderful because bragging rights in the neighborhood are important. It's bragging rights for a year, not for a week.
Coach, we got about 20 seconds left. Final scheduled show of the year. We've had wonderful crowds all year long. I know you'd like to say thank you.
Yeah, I've never done a live radio show, and you all have been wonderful. So thanks so much for coming and being strong and being powerful. Thank you. It's been a fun year and a wonderful year, and can't wait till next year. So thank you very much.
The Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Live from Top of the Hill, this has been Mac Brown Live, brought to you by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.